This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala Rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh. We meet again in another episode of Night Kalam. Every one of us are trying to be the best, inshallah. You should try to be the best husband, and the other party will be the best wife. Now, in the relation between husband and wife, Allah gave a very general guideline. In Surah Tawbah, verse 71, Allah said, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْدُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْدٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Male or female believers. We are all believers, that's why we end up to be husband and wife. Both of us are complementing each other, should help each other in doing what is right and forbid what is wrong. Now, it comes from both sides. When there is a problem in the relationship or you encounter any misunderstanding, Islam always reminds both parties to sit down and discuss about it. The spirit of shura, the spirit of discussion. Find the best way to solve your problem. Of course, if you look at most of the ayah in the Quran and the saying of the Prophet, Allah Rabbul Alamin also remind the woman that Ar-Rijal Qawamun Al-Nisa, mean that the men have a higher responsibility towards the woman. Men have a higher responsibility towards the woman. They are leaders. Even Allah wants us to obey our husband. But obeying a person, also there's a limit. When a husband obey Allah and obey the teaching of the Prophet, we as a wife should obey him. But if a husband, a man, is disobeying Allah and the Prophet, we as a wife also have the right not to obey him in doing something that disobeying Allah and the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So the duty of a man is to make sure that he educate, he guide the wife. You know that the Prophet have said this many times to his companion. The Prophet never just always blaming the woman, but the Prophet even remind the man, khairukum khairukum li ahli wa khairu li ahli. The best among the men are the men who are the best to their wife. That means you must be very careful. Don't keep on pointing to the wife. You are so bad. You are so, you are lacking in this, lacking in that. There's nothing good in her. You are not supposed to do that. You must always motivate them, guide them, educate them, so that they become a very good wife. But if you are not doing that, you are to be blamed. So if the wife is doing something that's wrong, you have to remind them, guide them. Do not just blame them and then punish them. But in giving advice, brothers and sisters, you all must remember, when the Prophet ﷺ said, "Adinu nasiha," the important thing is your intention. Are you humiliating her? Are you doing belittling her for her weaknesses? You're not supposed to do that. You are doing that purely for the sake of Allah. Then the way you advise her or talk to her must be guided by the wahyu, the revelation, the book of Allah. Not following your desire, your anger. No. You must advise her, approach her in the best manner, with respect, with love and mercy. Not with anger. Any man who want to ill-treat their wife, I just want you all to remember, how do you feel if somebody ill-treat your daughter? How do you feel if somebody ill-treat your mother? You feel bad. The same thing goes to our wife. Love them, care for them, protect them, guide them, help them. You must talk to the wife the way that the prophet have taught us how to approach our wife. I give one simple example. If you don't like something in your wife, there are a lot of things that you like. So you should highlight what you like first, not the negative one. Because nobody is perfect. The same thing happened to us. You think that our wife loves everything that comes from us. They also may dislike certain character of us, but they have tolerated a lot. They have been very patient. So the same goes to us. We must have the patience. So the Prophet said, "Adinu nasiha." The companion asked, "Liman lillah wali kitabihi wali rasulihi." You must be guided. So I believe that if you have the right spirit, you will know how to settle the problem in the best manner. Even there are people talking about the Quran said that you can abandon your wife, and you sleep separately, or you can even beat them sometimes. But look at the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He's the best example for all of us. Allah said, "Laqad kana lakum fi Rasulullahi uswatun hasana." Indeed, in the Prophet, he had the best conduct for all of us to follow. Did any of the wives, the Prophet don't have only one wife. He had many wives. But did any of the wives say that the Prophet put his hand on them? No. Never the Prophet beat any of the wife or show disrespect. He may be silent when he is very upset. And immediately the wife will sense something is not right, then they will quickly approach the Prophet and humbly say that, "No, forgive us if there's any shortcoming from us." And the Prophet also always pray for the wife. She's very patient, very loving, and that is the best approach for us. Not to misuse the word of Allah, and without checking into our weaknesses, our wrongdoing, we are blaming all this on our wife. That is very unfair and very wrong. And that is zulm. So may Allah protect all of us, brother and sister. And may Allah give us the patience, the wisdom to understand the word of Allah properly. That we are here to help each other, but not to punish and to pass judgment to anyone. May Allah protect us and help those who help each other for the sake of Allah. And also, may Allah shower His mercy upon those who show mercy to one another, especially between husband and wife. Amin ya Rabbil Alamin. Wa bila tawfiqi wal akhir da'wana. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alamin. Assalamualaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.